Oak Ridge native and 2019 Pulitzer Prize for Music winner Ellen Reed has created a version of her signature work, Soundwalk, to be installed at Iams Nature Center in Knoxville. Accessible on your smartphone by downloading a free app, Soundwalk is a GPS-enabled work that changes and transforms based on a listener's location or rate of speed. Every experience is truly unique. The music, recorded by the Kronos Quartet and the Soundwalk Ensemble, consists of what Reed describes as musical cells, which reflect the surrounding landscape. She says it's about introspection and taking time alone with your thoughts while connecting with nature. Soundscape is part of the 2021 Big Ears Festival experience, and the installation will be at Iams for 1 year. This project is not the first partnership between Iams and Big Ears. Iams hosted John Luther Adams Inuksuit as part of the 2016 festival and has hosted several outdoor performances since that time. As an East Tennessee native, Ellen says that creating this project was truly special, a celebration of the natural beauty of East Tennessee that was the backdrop of her childhood. Ellen Reed, I am thrilled to talk to you today about your Soundwalk installation at Iams Nature Center for the Big Ears Festival. Thank you for taking time to chat.
Thank you, Melanie. I'm so happy to be here.
So for those who aren't familiar with this project, what is Soundwalk?
Soundwalk is a free work of public art. It's a sound installation that is powered by an app that follows your GPS. As you move through Iams Nature Center, the music shifts to reflect the landscape around you.
That is so amazing. So there are actually 12 other Soundwalk installations, several in Los Angeles, one in New York, and even a location in Athens, Greece. Where was the very first Soundwalk, and what gave you the idea for it?
The very first Soundwalk was in Central Park with the New York Philharmonic. And I had the idea for a Soundwalk before the pandemic. It was an idea from a few years ago. I love being outside and in parks, and it's part of my creative process. And I was inspired by the strong connection that I felt to the parks that I jog and walk through, and thinking about all the people throughout the course of time that have connections to those same locations. And I wanted to create a project that celebrated that connection and brought people into the space more and celebrated the richness that happens in these urban public park spaces. And if you think about Iams, you know, it has such a rad history, and people throughout Knoxville have these different personal and historical connections to Iams. So it's really awesome to be part of that history now.
Definitely. So I understand that because this is a GPS-based experience, every experience will be slightly different, you know, based on the trails that you walk on, the speed at which you travel them. And I'm kind of thinking, you know, based on what you just said, you know, maybe even whatever the person may be experiencing in their own personal life, you know, that will also affect how they're experiencing this.
Absolutely. And that's part of the concept of Soundwalk, is that the pace you're going, the path you choose, it all changes how the music works together and how it sounds. So it's really tailored to the listener, where the listener gets to be the driving creative force.
It's like a choose your own adventure, but for music.
Totally.
I love it. So I heard that you even dig into a location's history a little bit and then reflect that in the music. So can we expect that from the Iams installation?
Yeah, on the loop around the Meads Quarry, there is a graveyard that is just so haunting. And you'll hear as you get to the graveyard that the music reflects that kind of pensive mood versus a more uplifting and expansive mood that is what a lot of the rest of the loop is, because there are beautiful views and you're elevated above the quarry. So, you know, definitely the layers of the landscape play into what the soundscape is.
Did you visit Iams Nature Center when you were composing this version?
Yes. Yes, I did. I spent a lot of time there walking miles and miles a day to get familiar with the trails and think about how it could all work together.
Yeah, so how long did that take? Tell me about that process.
There's a lot of prep work that goes in before coming to a site, and that includes, you know, gathering music and making sure I have all the musical parts that are going to work together to make that specific sound installation. It includes looking at the park, learning about the park, and then there's a part that's on the ground, which just nothing can compare with that. If you're in a park, the energy and the way it feels, the textures and the colors really inform the soundscape. And so I spent a week, very, very long days in the height of the summer in Tennessee, walking miles and miles at IAMS, which was, you know, it's really thrilling. It's just such a great park.
It really is. Yeah, we're so lucky to have it here. So I'm curious, how do you notate your ideas while you're walking the trails?
I have a shorthand that's just words that describes a lot of the music of Soundwalk. So I will make notes and take pictures of where my GPS is on the trail and use the shorthand to describe what needs to happen musically.
Wow, it's amazing how it all comes together and just works. The recording for the Big Ears installation features the Kronos Quartet along with the Soundwalk Ensemble. Was this recording made specifically for the IAMS exhibit?
No. So the music of Soundwalk exists in multiple locations, but the way that it's crafted is specific for the Big Ears presentation at IAMS.
So it's sort of like, I think I read you say, it's like musical cells that sort of work together and change depending on the landscape.
Exactly. And so the cells can form, you can imagine they can form different shapes or you can layer them in different ways that are really specific for the landscape and for the location. And we did record some new music for IAMS that feels very East Tennessee. And I think you'll know exactly what that is when you find it. And I'll leave it as a special thing for listeners to go seek out.
So I understand that Soundwalk spans nearly 7 miles of trail in addition to the Quarry Lake, which will require a boat ride of some sort to fully experience the piece. Where do you suggest that people begin their journey?
You know, the great thing about Soundwalk is that you can start wherever you want and it works. So I recommend that people start wherever they want to start and go for however long they want to go and just test it out and see how it feels. There are so many different paths and possibilities that part of the fun is, as you said, choosing your own adventure.
Yeah. You said that this installation was a homecoming on many levels. Could you talk about that a little bit? In what ways is it a homecoming?
I grew up in East Tennessee. I grew up in Oak Ridge. And it definitely carries a certain level of meaning to be able to present work and to collaborate with people in East Tennessee. And this work definitely has that kind of heft and meaning because of the location and because of my connection throughout the course of my life with this part of the world. It's such a beautiful, beautiful part of the world. Additionally, bringing the Kronos Quartet into this work, again, adds some meaning because they've been a group that I've really looked up to on so many different levels over the course of the majority of my life, that to be able to work with them and with the wonderful Big Ears Festival in East Tennessee, it's truly a dream come true to me. So I couldn't be happier.
Well, Ellen, I truly cannot wait to get out and experience this for myself. What a great way to encourage people to experience the great outdoors and the beauty of East Tennessee. Thank you for sharing your music with us.
Thank you, Melanie.
Oak Ridge native and Pulitzer Prize winner for music, Ellen Reed, talking about her Soundwalk installation at IAMS Nature Center in South Knoxville. This Big Ears project launched on September 8th and will be at IAMS for 1 year. To experience Soundwalk, you will need to download a free app to your smartphone and bring a set of headphones. Included in the app is a map of the trails at IAMS on which you can hear the music. For more information and additional instructions, visit bigearsfestival.org/soundwalk-IAMS or ellenreedsoundwalk.com.